Hallelujah. Come on, let's keep on praising him. You don't have to stop. Yes, hallelujah.
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 Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah.
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 Come on, somebody shout, you reign.
You reign,
oh God.
Rain.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You reign, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Come on, 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 come on. Come on, come on, tell him. Come on, tell him, you reign, Lord. You reign over my life. You reign over my family. You reign over my situation. Come on, tell him, you reign.
You reign,
you reign. You reign, you reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, tell him with power and authority. Come on, tell him with dominion and power and authority. Come on, tell him with dominion. Hallelujah. With dominion. Hallelujah. And power and authority. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, tell him, rain God. Somebody shout, rain God. Come on, rain God. Somebody shout, rain,
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 rain, Jesus.
Rain,
rain over our houses, rain over our lives, rain over our hearts, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Over my circumstance, giving me another chance.
Go ahead.
You reign. Circumstance. Hallelujah, Jesus. You've given me another chance. Look beyond my faults and saw my needs. Over my circumstance. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. When I wasn't worth anything, he went to Calvary's cross just for me. Over my circumstance, giving me another chance. You reign. Hallelujah. Come on and sing that. With power, dominion, authority, you reign. Now say it with conviction. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. You reign. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, give him a good praise. Give him a good praise. Come on, give the Lord a good praise. He deserves a good praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tap somebody and tell them, I'm going to feel better when I leave than I came. Amen. Than when I came. Amen. See, the devil wants somebody to stay where they are, but tap your neighbor and say, not today, not today, not today. I'm determined in my spirit. I'm determined in my sanctified mind, in my sanctified imagination that I will not leave this place the way I came. Hallelujah. 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 When I leave these doors, the devil better watch out. Hallelujah. Because God has given me the power that I need to go out. Hallelujah. To go out to a dying, somebody say a dying world, to tell them what they must do to be saved. I feel good already. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tap your neighbor and say, the preacher is up now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Pastor, amen. Thank you so much again for allowing me to come and share a word of God with your house today. I do not take it lightly, and I'm very humbled and very excited about the opportunities that God has provided for me. The word of God said, not bragging, but the word of God says, your gifts will make room for you. But how many of you all know that when God opens that door for you, see, what happens is we think he just opens the doors. But when he opens the doors, he opens up the windows. He opens up the basement doors. Amen. He just gives you all kinds of connections and all kinds of avenues. Amen. You think you come into church, but God hooks you up with a sister in politics. Amen. You think you come in a priest, but God, amen, he hooks you up with your Delta sisters. Any Deltas in the house? Woo! Amen. And so God has all kinds. He has all kinds of ways of connecting us and putting us in places where he wants us to be. But our problem sometimes is we get in our own way. We get in our own way. And my flesh, when Pastor, I'm be honest with you, when Pastor called me, I was like, oh Lord. why are you making this connection? And I was sharing with one of the members, I was so nervous, and I always am whenever God gives me an opportunity. But for him to connect me with your pastor, Pastor Armstrong, and to have me to come to Shiloh, I truly believe that is a God connection. That is a, this is not, amen, this is not, if I don't ever preach here again, this is not our last time connecting with one another. Amen, because I believe that there is a greater work, somebody say a greater work, that needs to be done. And in Pastor's introduction, he was saying we were doing some innovative things. But I'm looking around and I see some innovative things that he's doing here, amen, at Shiloh. And so we thank God for your leadership and what you have done, amen, for this house of worship. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for Pastor? Amen. I'm looking at your officers, and I'm getting ready to go back. We have officer training coming up in September. Amen. So y'all just, you know, got some of my members here and officers, Sister Pam and Brother Jeff. So y'all, you know, you just might as well get ready to go shopping, because I'm liking these suits these brothers are wearing. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am liking this. This is, see, all of this to me speaks. See what it does. Sometimes we look at stuff in the natural, but when you see things like this, to me, that speaks that you are one body. It speaks that you are on one accord. Amen. There's no one standing out. Amen. But we're all the body of Christ, the praise ensemble and the choir. Amen. You're all on one accord. And so I'm so very grateful, Pastor, for being here in your presence. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for First Lady also and First Family. I'm a PK, so I always have to give a shout out, not just to Pastor, but to the spouse, amen, and to the children, because we've been through the storm and the rain. But look at your neighbor and say, she made it, she made it, she made it, she made it. That preacher's kid that somebody said was the worst thing, amen, that God ever created. Look at your neighbor and say, she made it in the name of Jesus. She made it. Our preacher's children, amen, they have it so hard. We have to be the choir, the usher, you know, we have to be everything, amen. And we have to be the best child in the congregation, amen. And you know, if you're not the best child, then they label you as the worst child. But preachers' kids, we do come through. Amen. We do come through. Amen. So we give God praise for the babies as well, the son and the daughter of Pastor and Sister Armstrong. There is a word from the Lord. I gave a shout out to my husband this morning, but I got to give another shout out because some of y'all weren't here. And I just want y'all to know that I was married. Amen. I was well married. Amen. And I am grateful for the husband that God has given me in the person of Reverend Eric R. Billups, whom the Lord has allowed me to serve along in co-pastoring. I believe we're in our 12th year now. Amen. We're still working at it. Amen. Amen. We're still tweaking it, but God is holding us together. And so he is my lover, my friend, my honey. Amen. He's my boo. Amen. My boo thang. Amen. And all of that, you know, my BFF and all of those other things that come with becoming one in Christ. Amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord today. If you would turn in your Bibles to Proverbs, the third chapter, and actually you don't even have to turn to it because you already know exactly where I'm going. Amen. Starting at verse 5. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, starting at verse 5. We all know this well. The word of God says, trust. Somebody say trust. In the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. Somebody say, don't lean to your own understanding. But in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Amen. And he will direct thy path. And he will. Now I want you to get this one. Direct thy path. Now I'm going to talk about today God's positioning system. God's GPS. Tell somebody he will direct your path. Amen. You may be seated, and I do acknowledge the presence of Reverend, amen, Dr. Warren, amen. I thank God for him. He just had retirement celebration at Mount Zion, amen. And so I heard Pastor say he was basically courting him, amen. So this is a runoff right now, amen, amen. Between, we want you at Mount Zion, they want you at Shiloh, amen. But we thank God for the work that he has done, amen, through New Brunswick Theological Seminary and the program in which he has been very instrumental in building very strongly. So again, Dr. Warren, we thank you so very much for all that you have done in this place. I'm a little nervous because you're sitting back there and you're sitting right in my view. Amen. And can you just scoot over back over there so when I look back, I mean, you know, you get nervous when you see seminaries, you know, perfect. Yeah, there you go. Just move over a little bit more and then you'll be right behind this lady and then I won't see you. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's look to the Lord in prayer. God of grace and mercy, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you for who you are. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you look beyond our faults and you see our needs. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you look at our imperfections and you use them in supernatural ways to confound the wise. So God, now I ask that you would bless this word. Bless it, O Heavenly Father. Allow it to live in your people. Allow it to make sense. Allow it to become practical to them, O God, so that they, O Heavenly Father, will do the work that you have called us to do of being the light of the world, a city that's set on a hill, and that we will not hide our light under a bushel. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. One of the most sought after commodities that consumers are going after when purchasing a new vehicle is a system that we want in our car called GPS. You are just not riding right. Amen. You're not coming correct unless you have a GPS system in your car. Amen. Amen. And a while back, everybody didn't have GPS in their cars. If you drove certain types of vehicles, amen, you had to pull out your own map. Amen. Get directions the best way you could. Amen. And make sure if you were anything like me, if you are challenged by a map, amen, because it's just too many lines going too many different ways, all these different colors and trying to figure out how to flip it around and turn it north, east, south, west. No, just tell me to turn left, keep going 20 miles. Amen. Make a right and this is our address and you'll end up being there. But we seek for greater. Amen. We seek for those things that make us feel good. Amen. And the GPS, or really what is called the global positioning device, we all want it. And we want it because we have a false sense of impression that as long as we have it in our cars, that we will never get lost. The GPS is a satellite-based navigation system that is made up of a network of 24 satellites placed into orbit by the U.S. Department of Defense. See, what we have to realize is that what we do is no secret. You know, we think that people don't know where we are. Amen. We think that we can hide. Amen. We think that we can slip in the bag. Amen. And slip through the back door. But somebody always knows where we are. The GPS was originally intended. Amen. Somebody say originally intended for military applications. But in the 80s, and I didn't even know that it was way back then. I'm thinking, you know, maybe the last, amen, maybe the last 20 years or so. But even back in the 80s, this government-made system was made available to civilian use. This device worked in weather, in any weather condition, anywhere in the world, 24 hours. Somebody say 24 hours a day. So even when we're sleeping, the GPS system is still working. This GPS satellite circles the earth twice a day in a very precise orbit, and it transmits signal information and uses triangulation to circulate the user's exact location. It essentially, the GPS receives and it compares the time a signal was transmitted by a satellite with the time that it was received. The time difference tells the GPS receiver how far away the satellite is. Now, with this distant measurement from more satellites, somebody say more satellites, the receiver can determine a user's position and display it on a unit and on an electronic map. That's what you have in your car. The GPS receiver must be locked on to the signal of at least three satellites to calculate a 2D position, which is longitude and latitude. Y'all remember that word, longitude and latitude? And what it does is it tracks our movement. With four or more satellites in view, the receiver can determine the user's 3D position, latitude, longitude, and its altitude. Once the user's position has been determined, this device can calculate other information such as our speed, amen, such as our bearings, amen, such as tracking, such as our trip distance and distance to our destination, amen, from sunrise and from sunset. It can even determine the sunrise and sunset. But with all of this accuracy, somebody say with all that, amen, and all of this ways, somebody say and all that, with all this latitude and all of this longitude, amen, and all of this multi-channel designs, this phenomenal system has the potential, somebody say it has the potential, to fail us. With all this pseudo-random codes and all of this almanac data, it still has the potential to fail us. The GPS system, it can usually satisfy our natural sense. Amen. In other words, as long as we have it in our car, amen, as long as we can click, amen, on the destination, or as long as we can plug in that address, we are have a false sense that we are going to make it to our destination safely. But it can't do, amen. While it can possibly, somebody say possibly, get you to where you want to go, while it can possibly, somebody say possibly, make you feel good on the inside, while it can possibly make you think that it can successfully get you to your destinated end, this phenomenal device cannot help us with our spiritual lives. And I submit today that part of our problem as Christians is that we put our trust in the wrong things. We get upset, amen, and because we put our trust in individuals, we get upset and we start eating. We pull out the ice cream and we pull out the potato chips and we pull, amen, we pull out the alcohol, amen, because we think that it's going to help us, amen, get to where we need to go. And we all, amen, reach out for that false sense of hope, amen. Our children start acting acting crazy, and when they start acting crazy, we got to eat a little bit more. We're having a good conversation with somebody, and because we're having a good conversation with somebody, the conversation may end up with let's go get something to eat. We always, amen, have other ways of solving our problems. Our spouses leave us, amen, and we flip out and we get on the telephone and call somebody for help and they can't even help us. When our money get funny, amen, we freak out because we don't have that bank account the way we expected it. Our financial portfolio goes down and we lose our minds. But look at your neighbor and say, the preacher has some good news for you today. We don't have to worry about, amen, when the GPS system fails us. We don't have to worry about when the economy goes down. We don't have to worry about when we don't have enough money in our pockets, because the word of the Lord says we can look unto Jesus and God will give us everything that we need. He says he owns a cattle of 1,000 hills. Look at your neighbor and say, everything's going to be all right. Don't freak out. Don't worry about it. God's got your back. My sisters and brothers, I've come by to let somebody know today that you may be lost in your situation right now. You may be down in your situation right now. Things may not look too good for you right now. And it may seem like you can never get back on track. But I've come by, hallelujah, to let somebody know that the God I serve is never lost. The God I serve never sleeps. The God I serve never goes away. The God that I serve promises me that he will never leave me. Somebody say, that's the God I serve. That's the God. Get your mind off of the things of the world. Get your mind off those things that stress you out. Get your mind, amen, off things that cause you to lose sleep at night. For the word says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making your request known to the Lord, and he will guard our hearts and our minds. Tell somebody, that's God's GPS system. So we are never lost, and God always offer guidance to his children. God always, amen, gives us a way out. The word of God says, even in the wilderness, he'll make the crooked way straight. He said, even in the wilderness, he'll provide water in the dry land. Even in the wilderness, he provided food for those who were hungry. Even in the wilderness, he moved the water out of the way and allowed the water to rise up so that the children of Israel could pass through. Tell somebody, he will lead us. And so if we, my brothers and sisters, want to plug into God's positioning system, my brothers and sisters, we too must acquire the ability to trust something that is greater outside of ourselves. Can I say that again? If we want God to lead us, if we're going to plug into God's positioning system, we've got to trust something that is greater, that is greater than us, and that is outside of our abilities. Our total dependence. Trust is our total dependence. And trust in God comes, amen, through tests from God. Anybody ever gone through anything? Anybody ever wondered why God won't let a situation pass you by? You've been going through that situation for years, over and over again. You get down on your knees. Your knees are scratched up and your knees have calluses on them because you've been on your knees and you've been praying about that situation over and over again. But when you trust God, even when God doesn't come through when you want him to come through, isn't it a good thing to know that he will when he gets ready? The children of the hallelujah, the three Hebrew boys says, even if God doesn't get me out of this fiery furnace, even if he doesn't show up, even if he doesn't pull us out, even if we die in the midst of it all, we still serve a God who is able. Tell somebody you gotta trust in the Lord. You gotta trust in Him. To truly trust means to let go freely. Somebody say, let go freely. Most of us don't trust because our trust has been tainted, and because of the world's evil practices, we have been hurt. We have been hurt by, and we have been hurt for, and we have been mistreated. We have been abused. We have been violated. We have been evaded. We have been ignored. We have been kicked to the curb. We have been talked about. We have been stabbed in the back. We have been told that we've been called out of our names. We've been called everything but a child of God. People take our names and drag it through the street. And that is the reason, my brothers and sisters, I say today, that's why we have trouble, and that's why we struggle with trust. But the word of God says, therefore our ability to trust, and that it has become tainted. And oftentimes we allow those situations to keep us from walking in ultimate freedom. Clap your hands together and tell yourself to be released of those things that have been holding you back. Clap your hands together and say to yourself, release yourself and allow God, amen, to move in your life. Clap your hands together and tell yourself, you gotta learn how to trust in the Lord. God did not call you to take care of you. God did not call you, amen, to lead your own life. But God has called us to look unto the hills from which cometh our help, because my help. And so ultimate freedom is saying, not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Trust means to abandon your own way and to accept Christ. It is an act of worship. It is the ability to say to God, all of you and less of me. Can we say that? All of you and less of me. Help me to get my low down self, even though I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm still but a filthy rag before the Lord. It says to me, Lord, here I am, naked and unashamed, but I'm trusting you to clean me up. Trust is the ability to say, I'm releasing myself from myself so that the God in me can arise and empower me to do what God has called me to do. Tap your neighbor and say, excuse me if I take a little step right now, because I need to move outside of myself so that God can do some things in me that He's been trying to do in me a long time. But I've been my own hindrances to keep God from moving. Trust means to fully comprehend that God is the one who knows, understands that God is the one who numbered the hairs on our heads, and therefore it is totally all right to release yourself unto the Lord. Tell your neighbor, let it go. Let go and let God have His way. Release yourself unto God now. You don't have to worry about that situation anymore. Cast all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. Come unto the Lord, all ye who are heavy laden, and He says, I will give you rest. Tap your neighbor and say, you gotta let it go. You gotta let it go. You gotta let it go. Those years of hurt, those years of pain, those years of suffering, those years of sorrow, those years of depression, those years of fear, those few years of anxiety. Tell your neighbor, let it go. Let it go. Because God wants us to learn how to trust Him. And secondly, my brothers and sisters, we must accept wise counsel if we are going to go with God's positioning system. We've got to learn how to accept wise counsel. Amen. And dare, amen, to beg direction of Him who is sovereign and knowing in all things. Tell somebody, it's okay to listen to God. It's okay to talk to a man of God or to talk to a woman of God who knows the will of God and knows the ways of God. It's okay to receive godly counsel. I know you're good and grown. I know you you've been grown for 100 years. I know you had your own place. You've been paying your own bills. Don't nobody tell you what to do. You can come in whenever you get ready. You ain't scared of no devil. But I come by to tell you today, you got to sit down sometimes and let the Spirit of God talk to you. You got to sit down sometimes and listen to the Word of God. You got to sit down sometimes and listen to wise counsel. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, sometimes you just got to sit down and let God do what God wants to do. Is there a witness in the house? Say it! Say it! The Word of God says, the Bible says, despise not the chastising of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For in the Lord loveth he corrected, even as a father, the son is in him, he delighteth in him. The word says, happy is he that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth all understanding. Verse 11 says, my son, do not despise the chastising of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For the word of God says, he loves those whom he chastens. He, hallelujah, we can't lean on our own understanding, but sometimes, hallelujah, sometimes we want to do it our way. But the word of God says, in all our ways, hallelujah, in all our ways, we can lean to our own understanding. We do not always make the grade when we lean to our own understanding. We do not always get it right when we lean to our own understanding. We do not always get it right when we go before other people, and even when we go before God. But I don't know about you, sometimes in this life things get a little difficult and you may not understand it, but I believe if we do like Jesus did when he went into the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says he had a little talk with Jesus. Have you ever heard the old folks say it? When you get in a situation that you don't understand, you can have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles, and he will hear your cry, and he'll answer you by and by. Some of our understanding is like my daddy used to say, our understanding is zero. He says our heads can be so hard that we can't get anything in it. And if you can't get anything in it, you can't get anything out of it. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I know you're all that and a bag of chips. I know you got it going on. I know you got it together from head to toe. And when you walk out of the house and come to the church, everybody turns around and look at you. But I want you to know that even in all your glory, sometimes you gotta have wise counsel, because wise counsel is a vital part of being a good disciple. Can I say it again? Wise counsel, hallelujah, is a vital part of being a good disciple. And being a good disciple means sometimes you have to be disciplined, amen, of the things of God. And this is what we don't like. We like being church members, but we don't want to be a disciple. We like being church members because we believe it has its privileges. Oh, but how many of you all know that we got to count the cost to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? A disciple of Jesus Christ, they do the things Jesus did. A disciple of Jesus Christ sit before the Lord. A disciple of Jesus Christ meditates on his word. And a disciple of Jesus Christ understands that sometimes we gotta sit down and let God have his way. Listen, sometimes I know we don't want to be disciplined, because discipline sometimes it may sound negative, but as a disciple we must be disciplined. And some of us don't want to be disciplined because some of us have been mistreated. But God does not punish us because he enjoys inflicting pain, but he does it because he is deeply concerned about you and me. And if, hallelujah, our earthly parents are going to discipline us, what more would our God do, who cares about us, who created us, who made us in his own image? So it behooves all of us to open ourselves up, be acceptable unto the Lord, and listen to wise counsel. Tap five people and tell them it's all right for you to accept wise counsel. It ain't nothing wrong, hallelujah, with putting your ear to the Spirit of God. Let his lips touch you and speaking a word of wisdom. The Bible says Solomon spoke. Solomon sought the wisdom of God. Solomon sought wise counsel. And as a result of him seeking wise counsel, the Bible says not only did he get what he wanted, but God gave him everything else that he needed. I declare today, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything, I said everything, everything that we need will be added unto us. Tap somebody and tell them everything. Everything eternal. Tap somebody and tell them everything. Everything is spiritual. Tap somebody and tell them everything. Everything above the heavens. Tap somebody and tell them everything. Everything beneath the earth. Tap somebody and tell them everything. Everything in the water. Tap somebody and tell them everything. Everything in the air. Tap somebody and tell them everything. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Oh no! He will. Hallelujah. So we gotta trust him. We gotta seek wise counsel. And then finally, we must follow God's lead. Don't sit down. I got about 3 more minutes. We gotta follow his lead. Right now is a good time for us to turn off the natural GPS system. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, turn it off. God is trying to speak. Turn off the natural GPS. I believe that I hear another broadcast trying to interrupt this natural flow that I'm feeling right now. And this broadcast, hallelujah, will tell us to go right when we want to go wrong. This broadcast, hallelujah, will supersede the 24 channels and the 24 satellites that connects us to our garments and our tom-toms. This broadcast is not limited to latitude and longitude. It's not limited to altitude. It's not limited to our physics. But this broadcast is out of this world. Hallelujah. This broadcast is yelling out from another network, and it's making an important announcement. This broadcast is saying, stop where you are. You are about to end up at a dead end street. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that GP doesn't know everything. And every now and then we find ourselves with the GPS at a dead end street. And when you get to the dead end street, you hear some noise going on your GPS. And all of a sudden, the woman says to you, now I'm about to recalculate. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God is talking to you from another broadcast. He's recalculating me. He's recalculating me. He's recalculating my mind. He said, trust in the Lord guiding me. God is stirring up my spirit. God is making a way out of no way. Say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes. He's recalculating my heart. He's recalculating my mind. He's recalculating my spirit. Say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes. Ooh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but one thing I know, when we trust in God, we shall be changed. Say yay. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Listen, everybody. Listen, everybody. Now, I'm not trying to interrupt the flow right here in the front. I'm not trying to interrupt y'all flow, but look, wherever you are, whoever you're sitting next to, just change seats with them and just tell them, excuse me for a minute. Come on, tell her. Just excuse me for just 1 minute.